Listening 128. Listen and read.
King Midas and the Golden Touch. Long ago, in ancient Greece, there was a king named Midas. He lived in an enormous palace with his wife and his daughter. King Midas was very, very rich. He had more gold than any other king in the world. His palace was full of gold statues, gold jewellery, and gold coins. But Midas was greedy, and he always wanted more. One day, the king was walking in the garden of his palace with his daughter. She was picking yellow flowers for her room. "Those yellow flowers are very beautiful," King Midas said. "But gold flowers are more beautiful." The king's daughter ran back into the palace with her flowers, and the king walked alone. Then Midas made a wish. He wished that everything he touched became gold. Soon he touched a flower. It became gold. He touched a tree, and it became gold. He touched a plant, and it too was gold.
"My wish has come true," he shouted.
The king touched many things in his garden and in his palace. He touched pictures and vases and plates, and they all became gold. Soon, Midas was hungry and thirsty. But when he put some bread in his mouth, it turned to gold. And when he put some water to his lips, it also turned to gold. The king sat in his garden.
"I have all the gold in the world," he thought. "But I cannot eat, and I cannot drink. What shall I do?"
At last, the king's daughter saw her father in the garden. She ran to him because he looked so sad. She touched his hand, and suddenly she became gold too. King Midas made another wish. He wished that he could have his daughter back, and he wished to not have any more gold. Suddenly, all the gold was gone, and his daughter was playing happily in the garden. King Midas had learnt his lesson, and he never asked for more gold again.